time for this week's edition of I'm In with the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce on Talk 1450 WWSC.
Thanks for joining us today and happy Friday here on I'm In with the ARCC. Today, my guest is Scott Schwartz of Hill Electric Supply. How you doing, Scott?
Good, good. I'm happy to be here.
Great. We're happy to have you. Now, from what I understand, Hill Electric Supply has been in business since 1948. Do you think you could tell us a little bit about how it got started?
Yes. We started back in the fall of 1948. My father, Morris Schwartz, started. And he was, I think, like 23 years old, had just gotten out of the Navy and moved up here and had been an electrician in the Navy and started a supply business.
Wow. Okay.
So he started on a little storefront on Broad Street, right, I think where Hudson Headwaters currently is.
Okay.
And then after a few years, we moved down to our current location at 174 Broad Street.
And so it's been a family business ever since?
Yes.
Okay. Is he still involved?
No, he's happily retired in Florida, still lives with my mother down in West Palm Beach.
That's fantastic. Not a bad place to be. And now, how did you get involved in the business? I know sometimes it's assumed that dad's got this business, I should probably jump in, but how did it all happen?
Yeah, I think from probably at the age of 6 or 7, I used to go and do little things, whether it be putting the company stamp on literature or something small like that, to sweeping the floors. And then by the time I was 12, I was working in the lighting showroom, hanging lighting fixtures. And by 13 or 14, I was waiting on customers. And I went to college to learn business. And before I went to college, it was just, my father said, is this something you want to do? Do you want to stay in the business? I said, yes, I do. And I've been there ever since.
Wow. So it was a good step for you, and you enjoy it?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Sometimes people are passionate and sometimes they aren't, but it's good to see you taking over the business and you're passionate about it. So that's fantastic. That's great. So I don't think a lot of people understand how far of a reach Hill Electric Supply has. I know you've got your local storefront there on Broad Street. Is that just a showcase to show off?
Yeah, what most people see is our lighting showroom in the front,
mm-hmm.
and all the lights are on, and at nighttime it's all lit up. And but that's actually a small part of our business. We sell to all the electrical contractors that are locally, could be building homes or apartments, office buildings, retail spaces, even some of the bigger places down in Albany we've had very large contracts with. But beyond that, we also have deliveries that we go up to the Plattsburgh, Malone, through all Indian Lake, Long Lake. We're up in that direction 4 days a week. And 5 days a week, and sometimes twice a day, we deliver down to Albany. So we cover all the large contractors, and large and small, through that area.
That's great.
Daily.
Yeah. So how did you get the word out, and how do you get these customers so far away?
Well, yeah. Actually, when you say so far away, it reminds me that besides for the local business, I consider everything I just talked about the local, we also have what started out as a mail order catalog and now is a very active internet website where we're doing business around the entire country and actually around the world. I think we're in 30 countries in the past 12 months that we've shipped electrical supplies to. So, you know, you ask how did people hear about us. Luckily, through just the sheer number of years in business, a lot of the local people know us, and having a storefront that's all lit up, people are aware of us, so that's good. But word of mouth, now with the internet, people are finding us all over the country and all over the world, so it's luckily we don't have to do a lot of advertising. It's mostly just people finding us.
Right, right. Now, I think we had spoke earlier, and you said only 3% of your business comes from the local
storefront. From the lighting showroom.
Right.
Yep, 3% approximately is all the lighting fixtures that you see when you drive by.
Yeah.
So we have a very vibrant business that are, you know, the switches and receptacles and wire and conduit and lighting fixtures. we employ 35 people, and I think three people work in the lighting showroom.
That's great. I think the showroom gets a lot of attention, which is important, and it gets your name out there because it's very big across the building. You can't miss it.
No. Thank you.
Sure, no problem. Well, I think actually we'll take a really quick break here, and when we get back, we'll learn a little bit more about Hill Electric Supply and maybe some more about your international business and then what you're doing locally and for the community. So we'll be right back on I'm In with the ARCC on Talk 1450 WWSC.
This is I'm In with the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce on Talk 1450 WWSC.
Welcome back to I'm In with the ARCC. I'm Amanda Blanton, host and marketing and communications manager for the Chamber. I'm sitting here with Scott Schwartz of Hill Electric Supply. And during the break, we were talking a little bit more about the business. And I was hoping Scott could share a little bit about what makes it so special and why are people drawn to your business that has ultimately led to your success.
Well, thank you, Amanda. I think what really draws people to us is our people. The employees are just a great set of people that we have a great set of knowledge and expertise in different areas. So we have specialists in lighting, specialists in all the switches and receptacles and panels and breakers. And then, you know, they all just care about what they do and just making sure that the customer is going to be getting the right product, hopefully in a timely fashion and at a fair price. And my employees are educated about the products, but we also, as a company, we reach out to try to educate our customers. Often monthly we'll have training meetings. Recently we just had a paid speaker come in from Florida, taught an 8-hour course to teach electricians all about the new codes that come into effect actually the 1st of October they started. And it was a great event where everyone at the end said, when are we going to do another one like this? And these are people who spent 8 hours out of their day to learn electrical product information. So, you know, I think all the people are what really draw the customers to keep coming back to us. And then fortunately, we have a very large stock. We have a 43,000 square foot building, and we carry over $2 million worth of product in the building to satisfy whatever needs the electricians or homeowners may be needing.
Wow. That's amazing. And I think by offering an event like that, you're really contributing to the industry and the community by offering an educational event.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we had people that traveled, I think, maybe 4 or 5 hours away to attend this code seminar that we put on.
That's great. So would you say it's safe to say that maybe not a lot of electrical supply businesses are doing this?
From what I'm told, we're one of the only ones in the Northeast that do this. I'm not sure about nationally, but you know, we do it on a regular basis, which also makes it unique. Because a lot of people might put on something once a year, but we're doing it 6, 8, 10 times a year.
That's great. And when did you start these?
Probably about 20 years ago, we started doing this.
Wow.
And the big events where we have these code seminars is only every 3 years when the code gets updated.
Mm-hmm.
But we've done it both 3 and 6 years ago. We had hundreds of people go through training and spend a whole day with us. So it's pretty neat.
That's great. So for our listeners, if anyone might be interested in attending one of these future events, what's the best way to learn about them?
Well, if you contact us and give us your email address, you'll just get on our monthly email newsletter that would just tell any specials and different events that are coming up, whether they be manufacturers coming to display their products for just an hour or two a couple times a month. We have people come in and do that. To these, we have dinner training where you get to really get a lot of training in from like 5 until 8 o'clock at night. And then a few times a year we have these big events. So, but if you give us your email address, you'll know all about it.
That's great. Great. Glad to hear it. Any other big events that you guys do during the year?
Not the size of what that code seminar, but we have Monday morning, if anyone wants to stop in, there's going to be someone from Klein Tools there for 2 days or 2 hours Monday morning from 8 till 10 just to show you all the new tools available and probably get some specials also.
That's great. Great. I think it's really wonderful what you're doing, especially when you have these larger stores in the area that might claim to offer what Hill Electric can offer, but it sounds like you're really involved and everyone who works for you is very passionate about what they do, and it's really important.
Yes, we have a good crew of people that all work as a team to make sure that the customers get what they need and want. And
absolutely.
Yes.
That's great. So how long have you been a member of the chamber? I put you on the spot,
yeah.
Sorry.
Really long time. I would have to say as a company, I think we've probably been over 30 years, but a really long time.
That's great. Well, we thank you for your membership and support. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's pretty neat because like yesterday I was at the Business to Business Expo. It's just a great job the Chamber puts these different events on, and I've gone to many of them. So
that's great. Yeah, you are definitely a familiar face. Well, we thank you for that. I think we'll take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a bit about how Hill Electric Supply is involved with interns. So that's what we'll talk about when we come back. We'll be back with I'm In with the ARCC on Talk 1450 WWSC.
Now more of I'm In with the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce on Talk 1450 WWSC.
Welcome back to I'm In with the ARCC. I'm sitting here with my guest, Scott Schwartz of Hill Electric Supply. During the break, we were talking a bit about internships, and Scott was mentioning a very interesting story about how it all got started. I know lots of businesses have different ways of getting an intern in, and some go through local schools, some just go through a referral, but why don't you tell us a bit about how it got started?
About two and a half or so years ago, I was trying to help my son find an internship locally. He was in college, and I was talking to someone at the chamber, and they said, you know, we have something we're working on. And then I think a couple of months later or so, I had someone, a representative of the chamber, come by and talk to me about what I was looking for. And they said, we're working on a program that we're trying to roll out for the whole community to get more interns into businesses. It'll be good for both the students and the businesses, and to help keep more of the young talent local.
Yes.
So I think it was a year and a half ago that SUNY Adirondack contacted me, and we brought in an intern, and it was the best experience. We had this person help in our marketing department. And it was a young man who, he started off and he wasn't quite sure what he was getting into.
Mm-hmm.
And we showed him a little bit of what we do. And then we had questions for him. How do we get into social media? You know, we're all old people. The youngest person in the office was 30. You know, so here we get a 22-year-old or a 21-year-old. And he taught us all about social media. And we helped develop a program. And by the end of his semester, that he probably spent maybe 8 hours a week with us.
Oh, wow. That's
something
a lot.
Like that.
Yeah.
And we had learned a tremendous amount from him. And he said it was just an unbelievable experience. And it was great that we both felt that way. So then go ahead a year. So right now, currently, we have two interns from SUNY Adirondack, one person in our marketing department, and who's a gentleman, and then we have a lady in our front office learning bookkeeping and all the office procedures, And again, we're finding it to be just a wonderful experience that two people who just come in the office and are like, I'm ready to learn.
Yeah.
I'm ready to work. Just give me anything you want. And the people at work, you know, they're not always sure, like, all right, who are we going to get? You know, what is this person going to be like? But we've had such wonderful experiences. I would encourage pretty much any company that has any interest in learning about it to look into it, because it's been that rewarding for both us as a company, and the students have been with us.
That's great. And speaking from personal experience, when I was that age a while back, I had no idea what I wanted to do either. So yeah, an internship is the best way for a young adult to kind of feel things out, see if, do I like this, do I not? And but the business also benefits as well. Like you said, yeah. You learned all about the social media, how to get your name out there. So I think everyone benefits from this kind of situation.
Definitely.
Yeah. So how many interns have you had total so far?
The long term, like semester long interns, were just on our third one. But before that, we had had people from, I think it was Southlands Falls. We had a student that shadowed some of our employees for maybe like 8 or 10 hours. And from Glens Falls, we've had people that have likewise done it. And we had one summer intern that was a little bit different because that was just a summer job.
Right.
But he started off talking about being an intern, but he was a summer job that was very good.
Oh, that's fantastic. So have any of your interns gone and pursued a career in the field? Do you know? Do you keep in touch?
I think from last year, I think he's still in school.
So, okay, gotcha.
So and the other ones have been younger, so I'm not really sure what they're all up to.
Got it. At this point. Well, that's great. Yeah. That's great that you're taking in interns and everyone's benefiting from it. So that's fantastic. Now, you also had mentioned that you're involved a bit with CWI, which is Community Work and Independence. You currently have...
We have one lady who's been with us for approximately 2.5 years.
Okay.
She works about 8 hours a week. And again, it's been a great experience. The work that is being done, she happens to do it quicker than anyone else.
Oh.
It is a finite amount of work, so it's we don't have enough to keep her busy 40 hours a week, but she does it wonderfully, and I think that it makes everyone at work feel good to be, you know, giving back to help people in the community that need a little extra assistance in the workplace.
And, mm-hmm.
and it has been good for her, and her name is Sarah, and for Hill Electric to have that person with us.
That's great. So you've got really a variety of things going on in your organization, your full-time employees, your interns, and now with CWI. And how did your relationship with CWI start? Like, how do you go about getting that started?
You didn't even know this, but it happened at a chamber event.
No way!
So CWI had a booth at one of the events that was in the Civic Center several years ago.
Okay.
And just started talking to a couple of the representatives that were at the booth. And I just wanted to learn what more about, you know, what type of people they try to employ, what the skill sets were. And I told them different jobs that we had that might fit within those potential skill sets. And they said, we have a person we think you will, that'll fit the bill. And I think within a month, it was all set up. You know, I think we started having a couple of meetings together where we learned about how the whole programs work.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you have any other involvement that we haven't touched up on?
We do have several vets that work for us, so that's been good.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that. How did you get them on board?
There was one of our most recent hire, or one of the most recent hires for a vet was a down in Saratoga, they had a hiring fair to hire vets that were looking for employment. And I think it was just over 2 years ago that I went and must have met with 100 people that day. And
yeah,
at the end of it, we had one person that we hit it off great. And his name is Mike, and he is does most of our marketing and a lot of our IT work.
So that's fantastic.
Very good experience. I think we have six guys who are vets right now in our employment.
Wow. Wow. So you would say it was definitely beneficial.
It was great. It was great. Went to the hiring fair and you got to meet people face to face. And by the end of that fair, we had someone we were interested in hiring.
That's great. Now, are you currently hiring?
Probably not today, but we will be in the spring.
Okay,
yep,
great.
We'll be looking for a couple more people come springtime.
Great. So it's safe to say you guys are expanding a bit and growing.
We have hopes and desires that we'll be expanding continually.
Well, I think you guys are on a great path. It sounds like you've got your hands in all the right places and you're doing all the right things. So that's fantastic. I think we'll take another quick break. And we'll be back soon on I'm In with the ARCC on Talk 1450 WWSC.
Now more of I'm In with the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce on Talk 1450 WWSC.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Amanda Blanton, host of I'm In with the ARCC, and I'm sitting here with Scott Schwartz of Hill Electric Supply. And during the break, we were talking a bit about keeping up with technology and how important that is for a business, and also innovations in the industry, LED being a major part of that.
That's the newest thing that has rocked our world.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you could tell us a little bit about what it is and why it's so important.
Okay. Yes. We've always, as a company, been trying to help people with their lighting and all their other needs. But in the last several years, the trend is to bring on the LEDs into to change your lighting out. So it's, you know, we just refer to it as a lighting retrofits, where you're changing whatever you have and you're bringing up the newer products. The demand has been so great. 2 years ago, we had one person going out to job sites or stores and people's businesses to talk to them about their lighting. Now we have four people and we're looking to get more people out into the field because there's so many opportunities to be realized by everybody. We have seen, you know, people went from their incandescent light bulbs in the ceilings to the compact fluorescents, which were definitely energy savings, but people didn't generally like them as much.
Mm.
Now the LEDs are everything that you'd want. It looks so much like the incandescents. Some of them could be a little more yellow or a little bit more white, depending on what your preference is. And they're directional, so if you have a floodlight, you're not going to lose light bouncing where you don't need it. And the energy savings is currently about 90%.
Oh, wow.
So if you think, you know, that nice hot light bulb that you'd burn your hand if you touched it, now with the LEDs, they're warm to the touch, but they're not hot. So all that energy that was going into creating the heat is now just going into creating the light.
Right.
And we are going into the restaurants, to office spaces, the hospitalities, all the hotels and motels, even warehouses and outdoor lighting. And we go in and see what they have, what the place of business has. We figure out how many hours they're turned on.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll come back and make a presentation as to what the new products will be. The new products are not only going to save electricity, which translates into money,
right?
But they also last longer. So if if you're changing an incandescent bulb every 6 months to a year, you can go probably 15 years before you change your LED light bulb. If you're changing your fluorescent light bulb every 3-4 years, it's going to last 2 to 3 times as long. So just from a maintenance side, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
The light that you can then get from these products is better light. The LED gives a better light than fluorescent by far. And it's just so many benefits. It's incredible. And currently there are incentives from National Grid and NYSEG are the two local utilities that the price to get into the upgrades is quite reasonable. Obviously, the more products you have, the more it's going to cost.
Right.
But the return on investment is sometimes as quick as a month or two.
Oh, that's great.
So if you're going to spend $100 out of pocket, you could save potentially, you know, $50 a month on your electricity. And some of the outdoor lighting might be 6 months or 8 months till you get your return on your investment.
Mm-hmm.
And we have people that are just, they can't believe that everything we tell them is true. And afterwards, they come back and they'll call and say, it was true.
Right. You weren't kidding.
You weren't kidding. And it's just great. All of our salespeople have a bad rep.
Of course.
That, you know, it's like, all right, what are you trying to sell me today? But these people in particular love what they do because everyone at the end of the job is thrilled.
Yeah.
They're saving money, especially if you just changed them over. No one has to touch these lamps for years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it's a place that's air conditioned, all of a sudden now your air conditioners are running less. For people who know our lighting showroom, we converted every lamp in the lighting showroom over to LED.
Really?
And the temperature in the summer is now cool in the showroom. Before,
right,
we just couldn't get it cool enough,
yeah,
because of all the light bulbs. And if anyone's wondering, there was, I think it was about 3,800 or so light bulbs that they changed.
Oh my goodness.
In our showroom.
So that was quite a feat.
Yeah. And it's, we have 4 people in the field that are going out. And if you just call and ask us to come and do an audit on your building, it's no charge. We do this every day. Sometimes it might take us a week or two to get to you because we do have so many we're doing.
Not a
bad thing for us. And the incentives, depending on the light bulb, some of them are actually free.
Oh.
So it, even if you only change the ones that are free, we do all the paperwork. You don't have to buy them. We will take the incentives from the utility to pay for the merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not free to everybody, but it could be free to the person who wants the installed in their business. And I do have to clarify, it is, all the incentives are for businesses. So,
gotcha. Not for regular consumers.
Homeowners, okay, don't get the utility incentives to help lower the cost. But if you take out your incandescent light bulbs out and put in these LEDs, they will likewise pay for themselves very quickly. It's a 6 month payback.
Mm-hmm.
But they last 20 times as long. So just,
right,
the cost of new light bulbs is enough to pay for the cost of the LED light bulb. And then the better lighting, the less heat buildup,
mm-hmm,
and not having to go up and change the light bulb. If you got to get on a ladder, it's worth it right there by itself.
Yes, agreed.
To switch over to an LED light bulb.
Yes. It sounds like a good transition that a lot of people should probably consider making.
If you haven't done it already, it's a no cost to ask the questions.
Mm-hmm.
We'll educate you on the differences between the different products on the market. Not all products are the same. Just because it says LED, you know, we'll go through and point out what the life expectancy of the light bulb is, what the efficiency is, and also something called color rendering, like how brilliant your clothing and your things in a retail store, or even just black type on a paper look under a good light bulb.
Yeah.
We can go through and educate people on all these facts. And hopefully you can hear in my voice the excitement. it is very exciting to have a product that everybody likes. We right. like it. The whoever installs it, the business owner loves it. And the cost to get involved in it is very reasonable with the incentives. And even without the incentives, they're still worthwhile to go to.
Mm-hmm. That's something I really didn't think about, how lighting could affect how you view certain things. And in a business, that could make or break them.
Correct.
Especially, like you said, retail. Or if you have poor lighting in your store, people could get turned off immediately and walk right out.
Correct. And if someone has a business where there's some lights that are not working, instead of putting the money towards fixing the old, just put that towards the new lighting,
mm-hmm.
and then the cost is almost incrementally nothing extra.
Cause right.
Because you would have had to pay something to get just your lights working,
mm-hmm.
and the options available in the LEDs allow you to increase your light in an area. If currently whatever's there is not doing enough, we can get it brighter, or sometimes if you have potentially too much light, it can be reduced down. The new LEDs, or I should say LEDs in general, are pretty much all dimmable, so they can be controlled. And then one of the newest developments is for restaurant applications, where as you dim them, they'll change in color.
Oh.
So during the daytime, when you want it brighter, it might be a little bit more whitish. And as you dim it down, it will, they call it color shifting, to a little bit more of a yellowish tint that's a little more romantic and,
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So, and that's all available. And that's pretty new technology. Some of those things are just in the last year. And if you really want to get sophisticated, they have all the full range of color changing that you can do off your phone or a handheld remote.
Isn't that wild? I still can't get over it.
Yeah. And you know, most of what we do is just the utility type lighting to, you know, light your office,
mm-hmm.
or the retail space, or even a warehouse. But even lighting up the side of a building with where you can change the colors for mm-hmm. different holidays or different events. One big job we did was the Glens Falls Civic Center.
Oh, great.
We had changed that a year ago.
I do remember the difference. I could definitely yeah. tell.
And
yes.
when people were there for the first game and they turned the lights up and they went on instantly, it was like, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because everyone was used to, all right, they flipped the switch and about 2 minutes later, they're up to full brightness.
Right.
And we were able to, for the Civic Center, have them use half as much electricity and increase the light level over 2 times.
Wow.
And give them the ability to dim it to any level they want.
Mm-hmm.
So they can go in, I think, in 0.1% increments to get it higher or lower, mm-hmm. instant on and off. And it was wonderful.
Yeah. No, it made a world of a difference. I definitely noticed. Yeah. And, of course, it's important for those hockey players to see the puck. And
to see the puck. But and also a side benefit was the ice is harder because the LEDs do not transmit the heat through the light. So
oh.
if you're ever underneath an incandescent light bulb and you're like, ooh, I feel the heat.
Mm-hmm.
With the LEDs, that does not happen. So the skater or the players say that all the visiting teams that don't have LEDs, because we were one of the first ones in this league to get them.
Oh, wow.
All the other players were like, oh my gosh, this is great ice.
Yeah.
And it was a win-win all the way around.
Hopefully it didn't give the opponents an advantage.
Not at all.
Well, you know what, Scott? This is all very fascinating, and I've learned so much. I hope our listeners have too. I think we're going to take one final break, and we'll be back, and we'll get to know a little bit more about the benefits of LED before we wrap it up. So we'll just take a quick break. We'll be right back on I'm In with the ARCC on Talk 1450 WWSC.
You're listening to I'm In with the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce on Talk 1450 WWSC.
Welcome back to I'm In with the ARCC. I'm your host, Amanda Blanton of the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce, and I'm sitting here with Scott Schwartz of Hill Electric Supply, and we've had a great conversation here about all the great things that they do, including transitioning a lot of businesses to LED lighting, which is saving them money, time, and all kinds of great things. So anything else you want to add on the LEDs?
Yes, I know as we're running out of time here, I just wanted to throw a couple last points in for people who are asking about how they can help reduce carbon emissions.
Yeah,
going green is important to a lot of people, as it should be. So, from government websites, we have like a little chart that we show people where if they just have 30 light bulbs, say 30 60 watt light bulbs in their house or business now, the carbon footprint is like 7,350 pounds of carbon dioxide per year to just operate 30 60 watt bulbs.
Really?
And it's about 1/10 of that, so you can save 6,500 pounds of carbon dioxide.
Right,
just by switching 30 light bulbs. I think that was based on 40 hours a week.
Okay, which in a typical office would be running all the light bulbs. Right. Yeah.
So that's just we talked about the dollars and cents, but there is the other side of it that a lot of people want to know about.
Mm-hmm.
And any kids that are aware, they like to talk about, oh my gosh, it's 6,000 pounds of carbon dioxide we can take out of the atmosphere.
Absolutely, and being green is important to a lot of people. Yeah. So this is just one additional step they can take.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a couple of the other benefits that I just thought were interesting stories are in healthcare facilities, they can change the colors so that at nighttime people's rhythms don't get disturbed by, if you change it to certain colors, it helps them see where they're going but not wake them up.
Oh my gosh.
During the day, you might have one color that keeps them more awake, and at nighttime, you have a different color that will make them not get out of that sleep mode.
Right.
Another thing is in museums, the LEDs do not have the infrared and ultraviolet wavelengths of light that break down materials and paint. So every museum in the country, if they haven't already done so, is looking into changing as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. Because all of their artifacts and priceless pieces will not break down nearly as quickly as they otherwise do under other types of lighting.
Right. And it's important to preserve those pieces. Who knew that lighting could destroy art?
Correct. Yes.
No, I knew sunlight could for sure, but...
That's correct.
Yeah. That is very interesting. Now, for our listeners who may be interested in transitioning over, obviously they would want to request a free audit from Hill Electric.
Yes. All they have to do is contact us. Probably the easiest thing is on the phone, which is 793-3436, and just talk to anyone and say, I'd like to learn more about LED lighting, or I'd like to have someone come out and visit my place, and we will schedule it. We have four people that are out almost every day, and we will be happy to talk to more and more people.
That's great. That's great. So you'll come out, you'll do a free audit, and take it from there.
Correct.
Awesome.
It's no obligation, so you can get educated and think about it, or hopefully we'll show you such a convincing argument that you want to do it that you'll want to move ahead quickly.
Great. And before we wrap up, you also have a website that our listeners can visit to learn more?
Yes. Not to try to confuse people, but our website is daleelectric.com, and it's DALE-electric.com. And that's our, what started out as our mail order division is now our internet and international sales, and our government sales division is under that Dale Electric name.
Perfect. All right. Well, Scott, I want to thank you for being a guest today. And
Thank you, Amanda.
Absolutely. We've learned so much today, and I really hope that people will take advantage of your free audit offer just to see if it is worth it. I think it is, but I can't speak for everyone.
Yeah, stop on in. If you haven't been into our that nice lit-up showroom that you drive by, just stop on in anytime. We have thousands of lights on display, and see what we have to offer. We can look at the contractor supplies, and we hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much, Scott, and thank you for listening this week on I'm In with the ARCC. We'll see you next Friday on Talk 1450 WWSC.